Wungarali Majinu, Lishfaya, ABC Radio, Canberra Wurundjeri.
Now, my next guest is well known to so many of you. Martin Fisk. He's the CEO of Men's Link, and you may have been part of their volunteer network or have been supported by them. Their tagline is helping young guys in Canberra going through tough times. It's an incredible service. It's a free service to parents and young guys. And over the 15 years that they've been running, they've helped thousands of young people here in the ACT and the region just get through these tough or lonely times with the least amount of pain and harm to themselves or those around them. It's an incredible organisation, and he's been recognised with an OAM, which is the Medal of the Order of Australia in the General Division for service to the community throughout through social welfare organisations. That makes it doesn't really indicate how much Martin has done for our community. Martin, congratulations.
Oh, thank you, Lish. You're making me a little bit more embarrassed than I already am, but we'll see how we go.
Now, this is the thing. You are such a huge supporter of others. You've always put forward everyone else before yourself. For all the work you do for others in our community, you've been recognised. The first time, which I find extraordinary that this is the first time you've been given one of these awards, what does it mean to you?
It is a huge honour. I really do need to say, though, I am but one person in the whole Men's Link community. So, you know, this really, the OAM for me should stand for Order All of Men's Link, to recognise all the wonderful people. I just, you know, it's amazing to have had the opportunity 11 years ago to come and work for this organisation, and then to be acknowledged like this is just amazing. After this, once I do my walk around Lake Tuggeranong with the dog, who is getting very impatient, I'm going to head up to Bowral to go and see my mum, who is 91 and probably not long for this world, and just you know, share that day with her and do that. So,
as a mum, I know, just being at those awards last night, there were parents there so proud of their children, from Yvonne and Benny Mills, Patty Mills' mum and dad, to just mums brought over and dads brought over to support their children, their main aim. Your mum, how big a supporter has she been, and what sort of influence has she had on your journey? Because you give so much of yourself. That has to come from I think, learning.
Absolutely. And, you know, both my mum and my dad, and my kids and my wife, you know, I was very much brought up to give, you know, as the first thing you do. You know, I remember, you know, I've been a Vinnie's doorknob collector for, you know, since I was probably about five, and just really got taught that, you know, whatever you did, you really tried to help other people. And I think that's something we try and really encourage. One of the interesting statistics that people don't realise about Men's Link is actually one of the biggest beneficiaries of our work are single mums. 70 to 90% of the young guys we help are from single mum families who just need that little bit of extra support. And we're able to come in and provide some free support for their young fella, and to get those mums come through and go, wow, you have not only changed the life and the trajectory of my young son, but you've changed the whole family. And, you know, to be honest, that's why we all do what we do, to really be able to have that impact today on families, and then into future generations as these young men grow up and start families themselves. You know, that's just an amazing feeling.
My guest, that voice, Martin Fisk, he's just been recognised with an OAM, an Order of All of Men's Link, otherwise known as the Medal of the Order of Australia. on that, Martin, because it's a vast volunteer base behind you, stepping up to support the work of Men's Link and be there for those families in need and the young guys in need. How do you grow this organisation so it can keep providing support?
It's not an easy job, Lish, but I think, you know, one of the really interesting things is both in terms of young men coming to us or their mums, through volunteers coming to us or business sponsors and donors, most of it now is word of mouth. So a large part of my job is going and meeting people, talking to people and trying to encourage them to give back. Particularly, you know, I am so pleased, you know, way more than half of all of our financial support comes from the Canberra business community and individuals who just continuously donate amounts large and small. Last year, we even had a young man come for free counselling and he wrote us this little email together with a small donation, which was all he could afford. And he just said, you know, this has been life-changing for me. I've not been able to get mental health support because everywhere is either fully booked or it costs, you know, upwards of $200 a session. And you were able to see me quickly and for free. And for that, I'll always be very grateful. And now, please, yeah, big donations, really welcome. But that little small donation, I've never forgotten it, just means the world to us because it was a young man giving back to us. We had another family last year who had been racked a number of years ago by suicide, and we have supported them ever since. And the family comes in on a very sad anniversary. It was mum and two kids. And they come in and they donated 50 gift vouchers for all of our young men and said, you know, this is our way of just doing random acts of kindness to say thank you to the Canberra community and to Men's Link for all the support that we've given. And, you know, yeah, stuff like that is just fantastic.
Incredible work Men's Link do, and you as the CEO of Men's Link, and you've got so many people as part of that. On the giving back, Val Dempsey last night as part of her award speech, she's Senior Australian of the Year. She's also our ACT Australian of the Year, just talked about volunteering. I know COVID really put a dent in a lot of volunteering for people. They had to step back from their volunteer roles. What's involved if you're looking for volunteers, people to help out?
So for us, we're looking for responsible adult males who have been through tough times themselves or just want to give back from age 23 all the way through to 73. They can get onto our website, which is menslink.org.au. They only need to give us an hour or two a fortnight. It's not a huge commitment, but it's a life-changing commitment, not only for the young man himself, but also for the mentor, and we couldn't be more grateful for that.
Congratulations, Martin, again, and enjoy your day with your mum. She must be proud as punch.
Yeah, thank you so much, Lish. You have a lovely day as well.